With me on the line is Rabbi Pupko, an 11th generation rabbi, author, and host of the Jewish World podcast and the editor-in-chief of the new Wingate News. Rabbi, thank you so much for joining us. How do you explain how Mamdani won the primaries? I mean, he's really a Jew hater. What's happened to New York?
Well, first of all, the fact that New Yorkers had two not great choices, they had a disgraced governor, Andrew Cuomo, as the alternative to Mamdani, and Mayor Eric Adams was under investigation. So the choices were not great to begin with. And we've seen that, unfortunately, a lot in American politics. And so people chose the guy who came in promising them free stuff. You know, it's like, where have I heard that before? Right? In Cuba, in Venezuela, you've heard that. The person coming in saying, I'll just give you free everything, free public transportation, government-owned supermarkets, all these things, we've heard it before, and so people fall for it.
How much of his Israeli, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic rhetoric was a rallying card in his election campaign?
So we've actually seen something very noteworthy in the past year and a half since October 7th. And that is a very strong bonding between the anti-Palestinian activists and Marxist socialist groups in America. They've been marching together. They've been really campaigning together and building each other up. So directly, no, he did. You know, he didn't campaign saying he's going to recognize a Palestinian state or something. But the grassroots support and everyone that was with him. Not to mention the fact that prominent Qatari figures also came out in his support. There's a connection there.
Can you give us a taste of what we can expect with a mayor like him?
Well, first of all, he's not going to be a danger to the Jewish community as much as he's going to be a danger to New York City. His plan to defund the police and replace police officers with social workers, I mean, you've seen in South Africa what happens when you have not enough police presence. I mean, imagine someone showing up in a scene with violent crime, and Zohran Mamdani is going to send a social worker to talk to the person. It's going to be a disaster for New York City. I'm not even going to mention here the legislation that he wants to suggest in terms of women's rights and what he's going to do to women in New York. Pretty horrible stuff. I think he's just going to be a danger to New York City.
Do you see the migration of Jews from New York as a result of this?
Well, I've seen it firsthand. Unfortunately, I myself, we lived in New York in 2020 when COVID came. There's been a huge migration starting during the COVID pandemic from New York's Jewish community to Florida. Florida is always the biggest gainer of Jewish people leaving New York, as well as Jews leaving South America. And I think you'll see many more Jews moving to Florida.
How could his election affect the police?
Well, he said that he will, he said things like he'll defund the police. He said instead of policemen, we should have social workers. New York City has a police force that's bigger than many armies. There are more than 40,000 members of the NYPD. It's a huge city. It's a city of over 9 million people that has, you know, more than 20 million people coming in to work there. It's a place that needs to be under control. And if you're going to have social workers roaming the streets instead of policemen, that's not going to end well. With all respect for the social workers.
Yeah, no, of course.
They do important work as well.
Do you think we could see an upsurge of anti-Semitism and violence in New York?
Yes, because he's been marching with the violent groups such as you've seen at Columbia University. He's been marching with this group called Within Our Lifetime, which aims for the absolute destruction of Israel within their lifetime. That's literally their name. And he's gonna give them, you know, at the Empire State Building every night lights up in different colors. Sometimes it's the Israeli flag. With him, I wouldn't be surprised if the Empire State Building lit up with Hamas colors in honor of I don't know what. It would be absolutely a disaster. He would embolden and empower the anti-Israel groups. He said that he would implement BDS policies. New York City is a city with probably the biggest budget in the world. He would probably divest from Israeli companies. There are more Israeli companies in listed in the New York Stock Index than I think any other country except for China, maybe. It would be a disaster for Israel and for Jews.
Do you think that his BDS and anti-Israel positions are anti-Semitic, or are they just political?
I believe he's anti-Semitic. Unfortunately, there are many naive Jews, just like there were naive Jews in Russia in the 1920s and 30s who thought that the Stalinists and the Leninists and the communists are only there for equality and that they're not anti-Semitic. There are many Jews who think, oh, he's only anti-Zionist. And I'm sure socially, you know, it's like they say some of his best friends are Jews. But the bottom line is someone who thinks that the state of Israel does not have the right to exist as a Jewish state, as he said, is by definition anti-Semitic. There's almost 7 million Jews living in Israel. It would be a disaster.
Would you say New York has now gone full-blown progressive woke? And why?
Well, the question is, will he win? He won a primary. The question is, will he win the election? I know there's a lot of efforts and people trying to build a coalition together. It's still possible for him to lose if everyone else drops out and there's only one candidate on the other side. So there's still a chance that he won't win. That being said, it's very concerning. I mean, you see people like Bill Clinton, who is a national figure, putting out messages in support of Mamdani. I think that signals there's a huge shift in the Democratic Party towards people like Mamdani. I think you're going to see, I hate to say it here first, but you're going to see a senator of New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's been a prominent voice. They're all members of the Democratic Socialists of America group. And that's unfortunately the direction we're going.